April 12th, 2022, regular town board meeting at 7 o'clock p.m.
Okay, we're going to get started. I'd like to welcome everyone to a regular meeting of the Borough Town Board for April 12th, 2022. And ask the clerk to please call the roll.
Councilmember Stewart?
Here.
Councilmember Noonan?
Here.
Councilmember Van Tassel?
Here.
Councilmember Donahue?
Here.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Here.
And if everyone please rise for a pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much, everyone. Item one on this evening's agenda is the customary approval of minutes. We do have two sets for the same day, March 22nd, 2022. The first is the audit meeting. The second is the regular town board meeting. Any comments on either of those? If not, somebody like to move that for adoption?
Move to approve March 22 audit, March 22 regular town board meeting.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Item two on the agenda is the Highway Department. We have several items that the Highway Superintendent has requested we take action on. The first one is in relation to opening a purchase order in the amount of $8,000 for crushed stone, which would be used for drainage, dry well, ditching projects townwide. And this would be coming from off a county contract. It would be paid from account DB551010.493. Has a current balance in the account of $12,465.97 as of April 4th. This is something that we budgeted for. It's recommendation to go with the Serpico County contract 21-PWCSG-50R.
So moved.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. His second request is open a PO purchase order in the amount of $5,000 for asphalt to be used for driveway aprons and road repairs. Again, this will come off a county contract number 22-PWAC-3R. And this would be drawn from account DB5112.493.4, which has a current balance of $276,464 as of April 4th. Again, this is something that's budgeted for, and the recommendation is to take it off that Saratoga County contract.
Make a motion to approve.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. The next request is to purchase Road Saver 221 Plexi Melt Crack Sealer. This is also on a government contract, only it is through Craftco, New York State OGS contract, group 31555, award number 23250, contract number PC69549. He's recommending that we purchase $7,066.50. And we budgeted $8,200 for this purpose.
Motion to approve.
Second. Any discussion? And this would be paid from account DB5112.493.2. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. this is to open a PO for gasoline. He's requesting that we open a PO in the amount of $15,000 for gasoline. This would be drawn from account DB5142.460, which has a current balance of $66,464.67 as of April 2nd. We had budgeted for the entire year $104,515.69. His recommendation is to purchase the fuel off a state contract, group number 05600, board number 2327.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. And I believe this is the last request from the highway superintendents in relation to our annual spring limb and ramp pickup program. In the memo, he indicates that calls are coming in regarding the annual pickup. And as the board is aware, this program is offered to the highway department. We have done so for many years for our town residents. I know it's well received by the public. It is a free service. And so his request is to schedule the program to start Monday, April 18th and run through May 13th. And he will use the week of May 16th to accommodate any residents that may need extra time to gather the limbs and branches out beside the road. As usual, he will run an ad in the Post-Star and the Chronicle newspapers. And notice will be posted on the town's website. He also distributes flyers makes them available at the transfer station. So he's looking for approval to offer that service once again.
Yeah, motion for that?
Yes.
A motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion?
Just echoing what you said, I know a lot of residents I speak to look forward to it. They're very appreciative. I'm glad we can restore the people here.
Sure. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is carried unanimously. Then item three is Recreation Department. And we have selected we had approved a motion in relation to the use of dumpsters, and I would like the board to consider rescinding the March 22nd resolution and reject all proposals and have it go back out for proposal once again. I think we can do fabulously much better. So my recommendation then would be to rescind, I believe it's resolution 137-2022, and as part of that motion to rescind, to reject all proposals that were provided for that discussion.
Motion to approve.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried unanimously, and we will have a rec leader reach out again and get us additional proposals for our next board meeting to take action. The next item is we have to approve a resolution to increase appropriations. This is in relation to the monies from the HT account, which is the HT7180.2, which is the townwide recreation capital project fund for equipment. The purpose of the appropriation would be for the purchase funding for on March 8th of 2022 with resolution number 121. So I'll entertain, actually, do we have the other resolution on that?
I don't have anything.
We just have the resolution that we already adopted in relation to the capital reserve fund expenditure, which the time has expired after we approved that, so we can take action on the proceeding. So the resolution would be to increase appropriation in the amount of $22,000 to account HD 7180.2, the town life rec capital project fund for equipment. Seems like
so moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. So, Counselor, we now have to select the actual item
correct.
For purchase now that we can expend the
funds. Now you can spend the funds and award your item.
All right. And, Counselor, do you want to, would you like to take that up now in addition to purchase, after purchase, or do you want to make
Yeah, I can go out and see a motion for the purchase.
Right.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about the details of the item.
Do you need to list off everything that is?
No. Because this is an item that we can purchase off of state contract. And as we know, we usually do much better purchasing off the state contract. We do not have to go out to bid with it. So we do have a vendor. It's actually a local vendor. Do you want to know the details on that?
Yeah, so it's going to go through the Sourcewell pricing. He got a quote from MRH Sales and Service for the purchase of an RTV 900. It's going to come with a work lights, a heater, windshield, the heavy-duty springs, repam, rear panels, doors, windshield, laminated canopy, the appropriate harness kits for the equipment and attachments we'd be using, along with strobe lights and LEDs. This, again, is priced through the Sourcewell, through the Kubota of the MRECH, so it would be, meet the requirements for the state purchase. With that being said, I would like to make a motion for that. Make a motion to purchase the RTV 900 model make Kubota from Emmerich Sales and Service. We'll pay the $1,369 in Saratoga, Town Moreau for $20,016.74.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion?
Glad to see we're able to use that farm for what it was designed for. We can use it cautiously. This is a reserve of the reduction of why you spent money.
And this might be a question. Counselor, can we, as the money we took from the capital reserve was $22,000, could the remaining money that was already approved being used for attachments and put the entire fund into the new account? Is it already been pulled from the capital reserve?
It's been pulled from the capital reserve for this particular project.
Correct.
So as long as whatever you're spending it on is for this particular project, which is however it was described in the resolution, you can use it for that. If there's anything above and beyond that, you can.
We didn't talk about in the resolution, we did not talk about attachments. We just described it as a drive utility vehicle for use around the area in our park.
Yeah, but we described it as a utility vehicle.
Okay.
You can incorporate attachments into that.
Okay.
You just can't go above the amount.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. I have a memo dated, I think it went to, it goes to other board members as well, from the rec leader dated April 8th of this year. So town board members, the recreation department was contacted by the Pembroke Library regarding the free community program that they would like to hold on July 28th, 2022 at the Harry B. Dar Park. This family-oriented event would be several hours long and located at Pavilion 1 so they can make use of the new Universal Playground and Splash Pad area. Typically, there is a fee to use the pavilions for events. However, since the town of Rock River supports the library and the event will benefit our local families, he's asking the town board to consider waiving these fees for this particular event. As with any other organization, I would still ask the library to provide the town with an insurance certificate for the event. I believe that would require a resolution from the board since we charge fees. So, any thoughts from anyone on that?
Me personally, I don't see any issue waiving the fee. We have a Cranberry Library that's brought here to the town. I would have no problem making a motion to waive the fee for their event on July 28th, 2020.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Agenda item four this evening is the building department, and the first order of business under that topic is board members have had a copy of the proposed building amendments. I believe that since we have we sent the original draft out on February 17th, and then again, council did it on February 22nd, and then I know it was resent again the third Monday of March by council. Looking for comments. I did not receive any comments. I know council only received comments from our zoning administrator, the town engineer, and the water superintendent. I'm comfortable now setting the public hearing on that draft local law. Everybody else is interested. So my recommendation would be to set it for our next board meeting. We also have an audit meeting at 6:45 on that day. My recommendation to the members on an agreement would be to set the public hearing for 6 p.m. that night. Which would be the April 26th. So I would need a motion to set the public hearing. What are we calling it? Petition?
Zoning amendment.
This zoning amendment, proposed local law for 6 p.m. on April 26th, 2022 at Rowell Town.
I'll read you the
details.
So,
second.
Any discussion on that? And this will put us on track to, as we're all hoping to do, to lift the townwide moratorium well in advance of the sunset date. June 23rd. So I think we committed to the public that we would get there before the expiration date, and I think this is a follow through that commitment. Any other discussion on that? Did we go wrong? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
Go for it.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, so now we've removed that from the calendar. So at this time, I would recommend setting the sewer, the public hearing on the updates to the sewer code for 6 p.m. on April 26, 2022, and also establishing a public hearing for proposed zoning amendments at 6:10, both on April 26, 2022, here at Monroe Town Hall. So,
second.
Any discussion on that? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Now we're just for you. And also under Water and Sewer Department, we have the issue of security at 49 Road. The board has been provided a quote from a vendor. I think everybody has a copy of that. It would be from StoreTech in the amount of $4,169.62. Obviously, in this day and age, security of our infrastructure is of paramount importance. I don't know if the board is ready to move forward on it tonight. I wanted to have for discussion to see where everybody is on it.
I'm open for discussing it. I'm under the impression that from our water superintendent that it's something that has to happen. It's going from Department of Health, Homeland Security, all of the organizations that we need to follow and adhere to their directives suggest that we go this route. I think this is a perfectly fine quote. I believe we use StoreTech for all of our professional services this time, correct?
For IT.
For IT, right. So I'm fine with this quote as is, but I don't know if anyone else wants to chime in.
I have all faith in the water authority and the councilman of Castle who's well into it. I have no problem moving forward on this tonight. Sounds like the appropriate things and work's been done and you know, the result of quote and something we're going to need to do.
And this would be paid from water kind of
water.
Consolidated water. Any other thoughts, comments on that? Would you like to move that?
I'd like to make a motion to approve the quote from StoreTech in the amount of $4,169.62.
It would be for the security of at the location of 40 Nolan Road.
For security and monitoring at 40 Nolan Road for the water department.
Second.
Discussion. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Stand. Any abstentions?
Abstain.
Council member in Paso abstains. And it is approved. Someone had the water and sewer department. Okay. As we have been diligently committed to in securing any possible grants to help offset the costs associated with the construction of infrastructure, I was made aware that the federal earmarks for the 2023 budget requests went out last week, and we have a limited window to request from our federal representatives, members of Congress, to request that money. And as we continue to move forward with our sewer infrastructure, I would like the town to essentially be in the game for opportunities of funding federal dollars. And to do that, it requires a preparation of a packet of information, some of it technical, very technical in nature. My office does not have the technical expertise from an engineering standpoint to complete those applications. And so I have asked our town engineer to provide us with a proposal, since the Verge Group is intimately familiar with what we're trying to accomplish here in the town of Monroe. And so we have a proposal for him to, for that firm to put together information that is required for the community project funding applications that we are going to make through Congress members Tonko and Senator Schumer and Gillibrand in relation to the county's Route 9 wastewater interconnection program. And they are willing to do that in the amount not to exceed $3,000 plus reimbursable expenses. My recommendation would be, because they have been pretty successful, when the town spent thousands of dollars to get millions of dollars for us, is to enlist their assistance in this process. So we have a proposal before us where the LaVerge Group would do a contract addendum for the fiscal year 2023 community project funding dash the Route 9 wastewater interconnection system.
Any thoughts to approve?
We can do a motion and get the discussion.
Yeah.
I'll second that. A couple comments in discussion.
So the motion would be to engage to approve the proposal offered by the LaVerge Group dated March 31st, 2022, and to authorize the supervisor to sign the agreement for services.
So
second.
Discussion.
Thank you.
I just to go on, just the one line there that says, please note that all requested supporting documents must be received by the LaVerge Group prior to April 7th of this year, or we cannot guarantee the completeness of the application. Can we confirm?
I've been in daily contact with them, that's not a problem.
Sorry.
Again, probably just in the end, what the supervisor said, we had great success gaining millions of dollars in grant through using people to do this every day. The lines of that doesn't come up in my
opinion. Any other discussion or comment? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. And I would just add that I have already reached out to our representatives, our assemblywoman. Carrie Werner has graciously agreed to do a letter of support to all three members of Congress. I reached out to Senator Jordan, and she has done the same. So we will have that documentation included in the packet of information. So, you know, it doesn't guarantee that we'll get the money, but if you don't ask and you don't have the necessary completed application, you don't have a shot. So, we do the roll. All in favor? Oh, we did the roll. We did. Okay, so that's great. Agenda item six is supervisor items. We have a few things I want to make everyone aware of. The first one is I received correspondence from the New York State Department of Transportation dated March 31st. It's basically a travel advisory to the new traffic patterns on Northway 870 in off-ramps in Moreau. Anybody who has traveled to that area already knows their changes are in place. I actually saw that they removed a lot of the concrete from the southbound side of Route 9 on the bridge, and they're moving along swiftly on that. I also reached out at the request of Grant Cottage to do a letter of support to Congresswoman Stefanik for funding for the new pavilion project, and so I did offer and provide to her a copy of the Grant Cottage Board of Directors, a copy of that letter of support for that funding. Received correspondence dated March 28, 2022 from the administrative assistant for bikeofcoga.org. And it says, Dear Supervisor Kuzniers, we want to share with you about what we offer here at Bikeotoga and ask that you share with your community who may benefit from our services. We are a nonprofit organization located in the basement of St. Peter's Church at 241 Broadway. Your basement entrance in Saratoga Springs, accessible by the 450, 451, and 452 CDTA bus lines. We offer free refurbished bicycles as well as new safety equipment, which includes helmets, locks, lights, and training wheels as available to anyone who comes with no questions asked. We also help anyone who comes with bike repairs, regardless of where the bike was obtained, and train anyone who wishes in bike repairs, whether for their own bike or to help us to refurbish donated bikes to share with others in need of a bike. We are open Tuesdays from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., Thursdays from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m., and Saturdays from 9 a.m. to noon, and can also arrange appointments if needed via text, 518-290-0746, or email them at info@bikeotoga.org. They also welcome volunteers. No experience is necessary to help us in their work. Now, whether to work on bikes or to help us out within our workshop with other tasks. We ask that you please post the enclosed flyer and share the enclosed brochures. If you need additional brochures, please let us know and we will arrange to get more to you. We also provide brochures via file, email, attachment. Please feel free to reach out to us with any questions you may have, or you are welcome to come visit us whenever we are open. Thanks so much for your assistance and sharing our services for those who we most wish to help. So we'll get it up on our website. Anybody wants a copy of it, Lisa can provide that in my office. I mentioned this at the last board meeting, just a reminder for this board meeting. Saratoga County Soil and Water Conservation District is now taking registrations for the spring tire recycling program. You do have to be a Saratoga County resident and pre-register to participate. The drop-off date and time is Thursday, May 26th from 4 to 5:30 p.m. and the fee is $5 per tire with or without rims. The drop-off location this year is behind Boston Town Hall, located at 336 Charlton Road, Boston Spa. You can also register online at tire recycling registration form and on their website, which is the Saratoga Conservation District website. Or you can call them at 518-885-6900 Friday through 8 a.m., Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. And the final deadline is May 24th. And we'll put that on our website as well. I do have copies of the Association of Counties review of the adopted state and state budget and its impact report on local government. Anybody wants a copy, it's in my office. That is all I have for supervisor items under committee reports. I know that the Personnel Committee has been working diligently in relation to hiring a substitute crossing guard. We do have an individual who has expressed interest, and I know she's been in contact with my office. And my recommendation this evening is to move forward with that, if everyone's okay. This would be for a substitute crossing school guard, which I think we have one right now. And the only issue is the compensation rate. Historically, we started at $12 an hour, but minimum wage is now $13.20 per hour. And our regular crossing guards currently earn $13.50 per hour. So my recommendation would be to go with what we pay the current crossing guards. If the board's okay with that. And I do have a resolution the board wants to move forward with it tonight. So the resolution to be moved would be that Pamela Euchert be hired as a substitute school crossing guard and be compensated at the rate of $13.50 per hour. This is to be effective as of April 18, 2022, and subject to the successful completion of a background check and pre-employment physical within a two-week period.
Second.
Any discussion on that? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. I know that council member Noonan has been working on a seal and he's pretty much got it to final form for comment from the board members. And I think you have some tweaking to do on that.
The work with the designer again, there's some darker spots in there that maybe stand out too much, and we'll try and lighten those up and see where we're at in another round of revisions, and then maybe put that out there in the public so we have a.
I don't know if all the board members have a copy of the latest rendition, but we'll get
it. Yeah, I can send it to you.
So, you know, any input about that?
Mm-hmm.
I do transfer station. I think all board members have a report on profit loss for transfer station for the first quarter. And essentially comparing to last year revenues at the end of March, our revenues are down approximately just over $13,000. I think I indicated that it's a fine balance with what we charge our rates in competition with those that want to have driveway service, you know, where they haul the garbage out into their driveways. I'm not sure why there's a significant drop off on that, but I don't know if the transfer station committee wants to take a look at that.
You know what? Part of it might be, I know last fall, one of the haulers came along, and I know my neighborhood, and I know it's up in South Coast Falls, and what they offered people, 6 months free, they could sign up for this, and then a discount for the next 6 months to try to hook them. But I think they hook a lot of them, and I think that's showing up that their measure is good.
Yeah, so we, I just wanted to be aware of that.
Hopefully they take the 6 months free and come back to the transfer station.
Yeah, so everybody has a copy of that. We have a transfer committee. I do need to bring up, was the all board members get a copy of an email from our water superintendent in relation to the building of a property owner for back water fees that they didn't own the property at the time.
I think you're going to have to copy that. Do you want to speak to that just briefly?
Sure.
And let me know what's going on.
We have many people that apply for water service, and we keep the applications on a tabletop in my office until the water department advises us that we have a meter to hook up, you know, that everything's been taken care of. I've had, you know, a couple of them sitting there over time, and most recently a lady had called and wanted to know where her water bill was. And in doing some research, we found out that there was indeed a water meter in her house, and we were never notified of it. The problem is that she just purchased the house in October of 2021, and the water service application was filled out in October of 2020. So, not knowing exactly when that was hooked up, you know, she's, if we were to bill her for all the water that's gone through that meter, it would be about 200 and, I can't remember, I don't have my email with me, $227?
$220.84.
Oh, I was close. But she hasn't owned the house the entire time, so it's really kind of an oversight on somebody's part with the town that we didn't get that meter number, you know, so that we could have billed the old owner.
Yeah, thanks for that update. And, you know, we can't expect somebody to pay for water when they didn't own the property. So the water superintendent thought this might be something you could do administratively. I don't believe that's the case. I think we have to do a resolution.
Right.
On a case-by-case basis.
Exactly.
I don't have the address or the name of the individual. Does anybody have anyone?
It was in my email, if you have my email up there.
I have the email here. It's 200 Reservoir Road. I don't see the owner's name.
You don't have my address
Is that the one from Mike Mooney that has the recommendation?
Here.
We don't need to have the owner's name, do we?
Just the
council?
The property owner.
Just the property.
Right. So yeah. 200 Reservoir Road.
So I guess the resolution would read that the property owner shall be responsible for any incurred charges as a result of ownership.
From the date
that she owned the property. That's right,
the
ownership.
I didn't cover that
last time. From
the date
she started.
We might
not
have been there.
Yeah.
Specific date.
Oh, so you
want
the date that she took ownership.
Correct. That'll help you,
won't it? Not really, because it's all metered, and we have no idea how much water was there when she moved in, because we didn't even realize she had water.
So how are we going to...
So I had a suggestion that the water superintendent agreed with, and that's that there would have been three billings since the water service application was in place in October of 2020. If she moved in October of 2021, she would only be responsible for one of those billings. So my suggestion was to divide the usage by three and charge it for one of those thirds.
So if that's what the board wants to do, that should be the resolution, that she's responsible for one third.
So it looks like the last sale date of the property is occurring is October 30th, 2020.
I thought she had told me that she had just purchased the house in 2021.
Well, now we don't need a date because what she was just saying is.
Because if I make that motion, will this house broke up into a third? That would be the place of the board one or something.
Yeah. And you want that in the motion?
So I would make a motion that the owners of 200 Reservoir Road be charged one third, being one cycle of the water bill, which would be $73.61. I guess the town will be responsible for the rest.
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
Okay.
were able to add that to our system going forward then?
What's that?
It'll be all set going forward then after this for you?
Yes. Yep.
Any other reports on the community reports? Hearing none, we will need an executive session.
I got one thing on the committee, which would be, I guess it's kind of Parks and Recs, but I believe we spoke with supervisor's office just to catch the rest of the board up. I spoke with council, or the council about the beach lifeguard hub down in, obviously, Tin Bar Beach. I'm going to work with our department heads as a whole to see if we can come up with a solution to get us through this year. Some water that's leaking in, other building issues to get us through this year. Obviously, we haven't used it in 2 years because of COVID. And then maybe as a board and as a committee, we can come back with some more solutions going forward and maybe get a better realistic number of the actual attendance at the beach this year. Supervisor suggested a couple of the attendance keeping. I'm going to try to work with our department head to go forward. I know we do have some grant money, and then everybody so that we do have some potential issues for council being actual ownership of the building. Because the deeds that I found that I can provide with you that council members has provided goes back away to the 70s.
So if you recall, we have an agreement with the village for $1. You may want to.
Yeah, I remember
looking.
Did
we
do that last year?
No. So we renewed.
Oh,
that
the year
don't count.
Right.
5 years it renews on
that.
Right. Unless there's 60 days. But I think the point we just need to look at is that we said that we actually took ownership of the fact that they're putting the mayor putting the bill's mayor and. It says that that's what kind of deed property is owned by National Grid, National Law. Yet we have a subsequent lease agreement with the village. So we maybe want to just, if we do anything else or think about putting money into that building, we might want to just make sure we're 100% clear on.
Okay. I'm just looking at the, because we did look at this.
I just forwarded it.
I did look at it in 2012.
I forwarded an email to it, looks like it was from 2012.
We took a run to try to do something in 2016 and it just didn't come to fruition. Something to fix that building that was not very repair. We cleaned it up a bit, but it's time to rebuild it. This
okay. It looks like we have done something every 2 to 3 years since 2008, at least that I've been involved in this. So, yeah, I will look at that.
Awesome. If not, we do need an executive session for the purpose of receiving an update on our tax certiorari case or cases.
Case.
Also in relation to an unnamed work performance of an unnamed town employee or employees, and also to receive an update on contract negotiations in relation to sale of property and industrial property.
And the two other decisions we got from the Supreme Court, and then potential litigation.
We'd like to move that. So we'll put it in position.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay. I'd like to welcome everyone back to open session and ask that the records reflect that no action was taken in the executive session, which takes us to agenda item number 9, which is other business. Other business come before us tonight.
I've got some other business. Last meeting, we talked a little bit about setting a date for a solar workshop. And I mentioned that I had reached out to some people at the NYSERDA and the Ag and Market. And they're willing to, in first first bag of markets that we were going to really come and attend the workshop, and as everybody kind of jumped on board the same thing, but both representatives from both agencies did say that they'd be more than happy to answer any questions we may have, any remaining questions that we might have concerning the placement of solar in the town. They asked that we email any questions that we have, but they also said they asked that we consolidate the emails, the questions, into so they're not getting the same five questions from all of us on the board. They'd like that. So I was thinking I would, if anybody has questions, email them to me. I'll copy and paste, get them all down, and email them to the individuals that I've dealt with that folks are not serving in the agri market. Because they said that they'd answer any questions, any concerns, any questions about their policies or their recommendations. So.
Before you talk to us, Jen Manier was the individual that I spoke to many times and had a Zoom call with her and two other folks there. So I'm just saying I have that's who we dealt with this time. So
matter of fact, I think the email is not, I don't have email, so I know you have worked with our attorney, some board members are
Right.
But and the only question I answer is, would you be willing to answer any more questions that we might, any remaining questions that we might have? Sure. So
I just wanted to know who you were talking to.
So I just wondered tonight, we could set a date somewhere out to give us time to get these questions in and get them answered. And I think it's even a better idea than having them show up. If they show up at the meeting and answer a question, we really don't have time to process the answers for that. We're just going here, we can get the answers ahead of time, process them, and be ready to take some action when we have the workshop. So I'd like to set a date somewhere down the line for the workshop.
I'm okay with anybody has any questions, providing them to you, and you providing them to the relevant agency. I just would remind the board, because I've worked with my service for many years, when they handled energy policy for the state, that the agenda of NYSERDA is to follow through with the wishes of the state. And so they're very much pro-solar. As a matter of fact, they were, the representatives from their office had multiple communications with me pressuring the town to move forward with solar. So that, board members should be cognizant of that.
I think we're all aware that NYSERDA's look at it is going to be a little different than agri markets. They both got different agendas for sure. But for myself, I've got a question for them. To clarify their positions on solar, placing solar. So, I'm sure we're going to get difference of opinions. As a matter of fact, I'm trying to think of the guy from the agri market, I think his name I'm talking about, the Mulford was last name. And he even said that. He goes, I don't want to get, that's what we're talking about, coming to a meeting. He goes, I don't want to get into like a debate back and forth with NYSERDA either, And I understand that. And that's why I said that. But he said, in both of them, they're more than willing to answer any remaining questions any way they can help. So.
I'll send you a couple of questions. I really don't, I personally, I can only speak for myself, but I only have a couple of questions for Agnes Market. That we're
sure. Absolutely. If you don't have any questions, that's fine too. It's an opportunity to maybe get any remaining questions that we might have answered. So.
Anything in the future, when you send it, just make sure.
I'm going to see everybody. Yeah. Everybody's going to see what's going on and see what's coming back.
Can I be on that?
Absolutely. So it could be set a date somewhere down the line.
A date to get you questions by?
I'd like to set a date for a workshop.
And I'd like to see some responses to my questions. Is it better prepared for a workshop within 2 weeks, if a month, so I can have my questions?
That's what I was saying. If we could get the questions within the next week, 2 weeks, maybe plan a workshop. Let's do this thing. Plan a workshop at our next meeting. We'll make a commitment to set a date for a workshop at the next meeting.
I'm not committing to that.
I'm interested. I think
we're getting into this.
Washington, everybody keep those other speak to me. I'm not privy to that, but I am aware of each of the questions and then responsive to those questions, but help me shape, or then I can decide what I how to feel about it. It may not give me any more information that I already have, and I don't, that the person in the workshop, I know I say that, right? So I would expect.
Give us time, okay, it's yeah. Time to get the questions in, get the answers back, and then we can settle workshop.
Yeah,
okay, if we could, you could all just get the questions to me within the next 2 weeks before we can settle that time. Okay, now we can go from there as far as separate date. I'm good with that.
And again, just want to clarify, based on the response, I might not be in favor of another workshop after.
Okay,
we can find the end of the spot.
Okay.
We
can discuss that.
Any other business in town?
I have a question. Someone asked me regarding the cemeteries, particularly the one down on Stem Road. Is there a way that someone can buy a plot next to
Well, we.
Or get a plot, or have a plot, or.
So the towns. So the cemeteries come into the custody of the town as a result of abandonment. And under state law, we're required to then maintain them. I can tell you for a fact that some of the cemeteries that we are maintaining, there are plots in there that are not filled, owned by families that are filling them. Which makes it, not, to me, not an abandoned cemetery. And I do know that revenue is being made up. But we, so for the benefit of board members that are new to the board, we've had conversations in the past as to whether we wanted to be in the cemetery business. And the board was unified that we didn't want to be in the cemetery business, selling plots, writing it, and all that. We don't even want to be in the abandoned cemetery business, but we're forced to do it by state law.
Who's collecting fees?
Somebody's at funeral homes, I heard on some of them. Yeah, so, right. So, and you can't do a blanket. It's problematic in that you can't say, hey, we do the local laws, no more interments at these abandoned cemeteries, because you're going to have people here that believe that they have a right because they're. Previous family. Yeah, so it's a complicated mess. So what was the question?
My question, someone asked me, they actually bought a new home down in Wilbette Road. They consider it to be their final place where they want to live, and they started kind of cleaning up the cemetery a little bit on their own, and they're looking at, like, the next stage of, you know, life, and they said, that's where we want to be. How do we get a plot in there? And I said, I don't know. I'll get back to you.
I'm going to have the cemetery today.
Yes.
Yeah,
all right. So,
where is the town that we're
going to be? You piqued my interest now. I'd really like to know who's selling plot stuff. Maybe I'll just get on that stuff.
We do have, if I could just interject really quick, but the last time that we had the go around with cemeteries, there is an application that the funeral directors have to submit to me, but it's just a blanket. We're saying that we want to bury somebody here, and I authorize it, and it gets done. We don't have any fees involved. But it's up to them to determine, you know, if there is a plot available, because they aren't owned by anybody.
But if they go there and dig, it hits something.
Rocks.
Then we're over again. Another question for another day.
Yeah, that's a loaded question.
All right, let me get your questions along with the other questions in 2 weeks.
All right, anything else on the road business? If not, privilege of the floor. Anyone wishing to address the board? So that takes us to agenda item 11, if we have done first, with a very short evening. Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion.
All in favor? Motion carried.